All right, good morning, everybody. Monday morning, November 22nd, 11:18 now, just starting up Chem 12B. I did some digging over the break because I wanted to talk for a minute about IR, and I wanted to show you a couple of sheets, one that Zaruba had given out and Reto had thrown into the chat. And I haven't really spent any time on IR because usually IR is the easier of all the spectroscopies, although maybe I'm not, maybe that's a prejudice of mine and I should rethink that. Since IR is covered mostly in the lab in the first semester, we usually sort of skip it for the most part in 12B, or don't spend a whole lot of time on it. And I'm reminded that this is the handout that Zaruba usually gives out in 12A. And this handout, to me, is good. It's a really good one. But it's a little overly complicated for what I generally do with IR. So Zaruba splits IR up into zones. Zone 1, zone 2, zone 3, zone 4, zone 5. Zone one being where we typically see hydroxyls and exchanging types of protons. Zone two being where the carbon-hydrogen stretches show up. Zone three, where you can sometimes see carbon-carbon triple bonds or carbon-nitrogen triple bonds. Zone four is all of the carbonyls. Zone five is the alkene aromatic region. The carbon-carbon double bonds, and then the fingerprint region that goes along with that. And so there's a tremendous amount of information that's in this handout that leaves you looking for a lot of different things. And I think that the handout is good. I just think that there's a lot here that I leave to a little bit more advanced analysis of IR. And so what I've got, in addition to this, is this handout, which I like a lot. And this handout is one that I had found online at some point, and it's got a bit of a cartoon feeling to it, but it's really good in terms of its look at IR. And what it does is it breaks the IR down into its interpretive power of the area that you're looking at. And so it splits it up into these four different areas. The first area being of the most interpretive power. And then what is the second most? And then the third most? And then what starts getting kind of weak in terms of being able to interpret? Because when you get into these weaker areas, you get a lot of overlapping signals and you don't know where the signal is actually coming from. And so what I like about this is it says that the most interpretive power is this area here between 3400 and 3200. And that this area is, there's nothing else that shows up in this area other than the things that we're going to talk about. So there's no possibility of having sort of these signals that are not interpretable. And this area that I'm showing here that is aligning with the greatest interpretive power, this is lining up with Zaruba's zone one. So this is the zone where we see alcohols, carboxylic acids, amides, amines, all of those things. And what they have here are these silly sort of cartooned ways of looking at it, but smooth means alcohol. The two spikes, primary amine. The single spike is a secondary amine, or it could be a terminal carbon-carbon triple bond, could be the proton from a triple bond, but most of the time it's the secondary amine. And then the hairy, what they call the hairy beard thing, is usually the carboxylic acid. So that's aligning with the shapes that Zaruba has in here, carboxylic acid for the purple line. He's got hydroxyl. He's got primary.